AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says Russia is asking Iran for more help in Ukraine.
Since August, Iran has provided Russia with more than 400 UAVs, primarily of the Shahed variety. Russia has expended most of these UAVs, using them to target Ukrainian critical infrastructure inside Ukraine.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Iran is directly enabling Russia's war of aggression in Ukraine. This is part of a U.S. effort to further global isolation of Russia. Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Blas Nunez-Nieto says there's been a big drop in border encounters since new rules took effect.
The message that there are consequences in place at the border is an important one that we hope is resonating, and we also believe that our foreign partners are undertaking key actions in their countries that are helping as well.
President Biden announced he plans to nominate cancer specialist Dr. Monica Bertagnoli to become director of the National Institutes of Health. The NIH has been without a permanent director since Dr. Francis Collins stepped down in late 2021 after 12 years at the helm. China sentenced a 78-year-old United States citizen to life in prison on spying charges. John Xing Wan Leung, who also holds a permanent residency in Hong Kong, was detained in 2021 by a counterintelligence agency in a southeastern Chinese city. Police say a man who didn't want his girlfriend to get an abortion fatally shot her during a confrontation in a Dallas parking lot. Police believe he was the father of the child and did not want her to get an abortion. As of Friday, Harold Thompson was jailed on a murder charge. Police in Augusta, Georgia say two people were killed, four injured, when more than 150 shots were fired in a gunfight between rival motorcycle clubs. The sheriff's office charged 12 people with murder and aggravated assault, including the four people injured. This is AP News. Not everyone is on board on a plan to allow pets at outdoor restaurants.
The Food and Drug Administration's updated food code issued late last year says restaurants can have dogs in outdoor areas as long as they have approval from a local regulator. Megan Cornelius, co-owner of San Francisco's Zazzy, has jumped on the trend.
All the dogs are welcome here. We do a Monday night dog night specifically on the patio.
Cornelius adds it's their night out in the city, and you get $10 off a bottle of wine when you bring your dog. Dog owner Ilana Minkoff is overjoyed by the move.
And what that will allow is for people like me who have dogs and love to travel to go to other states and sit outside and eat.
But even though nearly half of states already allow canine dining outdoors, the issue's far from settled, with many diners and restaurants pushing back against the increasing presence of pooches. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.